50. The English language. Dialogue. The English language is a really weird language to learn.
I don't know. I've never had any major problems with it.
That's easy for you saying. It's your native language.
Yeah, you're probably right. I was just being a bit facetious. So, what's your problem with learning English?
That's one right there. I not just have one problem, I have much problem.
Okay, I can see one straight away. No, in fact, I can see two problems. One is, you used much instead of many, and you didn't use the plural for problems.
But I did use the plural. Much problem means more than one problem.
Technically, that is true. But it's not the right way to say it in English. When we talk about more than one, we usually have to add an S on the end of the word.
You see, that's what I mean. When I say it is a weird language, you keep changing the spelling of words.
But that's one of the rules of English. We always distinguish between singular and plural.
Why make it difficult? Chinese is much easier.
Of course, Chinese is much easier to you. You learnt it as a child and it's your native language.
True. I learn it when very young, but it's still easier.
I have just noticed a couple of other problems you seem to have with English. You leave out a lot of the little words of English and you didn't get the tense right.
Yeah. I know about little words and tense, but they waste time for me.
The little words of English are like the oil in a motor car engine. They make the language flow smoothly. If they're left out, the language becomes jerky and it just doesn't sound right.
What about tense? How can I know to use them properly?
Basically, there are just three tenses: past, present and future. When you are talking about something, ask yourself, has it happened, is it happening, or will it happen?
So, happened past tense, happening present tense, and happen future tense.
That's right. You learnt Chinese in the past, you are learning English now, and you will learn more about English in the future. ¶¶